This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman who lived in Brussels had been on the run since the November 13th Paris attacks. He was caught just days before the March 22nd Brussels attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday. They are pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy airstrikes. By midday, troops had moved into the village of Mahana. The offensive had stalled for several weeks after Iraqi forces met stiff resistance from Islamic State fighters. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil.
It's time to start locking up people who have ripped off the Ukrainian population for too long, and it's time to irradiate the cancer of corruption.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she is encouraged by the government's commitment to reform. A former U.S. ambassador to NATO says the alliance should actively counter Russian claims that NATO's expansion threatens Russia. Former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, says the Kremlin is continually pressing this narrative against the West, claiming that NATO broke its promises to Russia. Volker says if NATO lets this narrative stand without a forceful Western rebuttal, it will give the impression that Russia's narrative has merit. Russia's new national security strategy identifies NATO expansion as the number one threat to Russia. This is VOA News. After a string of primary election victories Tuesday, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear close to becoming their party's nominees for president. Of the two, Trump's nomination by the Republican Party is less certain, but the businessman says he considers himself the presumptive nominee. Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to July's Republican National Nominating Convention in order to claim the nomination on the first ballot. Only 10 states are yet to have primary contests. Clinton, hoping to become the first female U.S. president, is close to defeating her sole competitor, Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Donald Trump called Wednesday for sharp changes in U.S. foreign policy to put American interests first, claiming that currently it is, in his words, a complete and total disaster. In a comprehensive foreign affairs speech in Washington, Trump said American foreign policy went wrong when it started down the path of nation building.
It all began with the dangerous idea that we could make Western democracies out of countries that had no experience or interest in becoming a Western democracy. We tore up what institutions they had, and then were surprised at what we unleashed.
Trump charged that President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have overseen what he called a reckless, rudderless, and aimless foreign policy, one with what he called no vision, no purpose, no direction, no strategy. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has picked former technology executive Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate. Fiorina ran for the Republican presidential nomination herself before dropping out due to lack of support. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Hastert's case involves hush money paid to one of at least four male former students he allegedly abused sexually decades ago. Hastert must also undergo sex offender treatment, 2 years of supervised release after prison, and pay a $250,000 fine. Before sentencing, Chicago Federal Court Judge Thomas Thornton described Hastert as a serial child molester. The press advocacy group Freedom House says in a report released Wednesday that only one in seven people across the globe lives in countries where coverage of political news is robust, journalists' safety is guaranteed, and there is minimal state intrusion in media affairs. It says freedom of the press declined across the globe last year to its lowest point in more than a decade. A global financial network used by 11,000 banks to transfer billions of dollars daily is issuing an urgent warning to customers to install software to upgrade its SWIFT software after discovering a number of recent cyber incidents. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best